You're listening to Monday Night's Arena. Tomorrow night sees the return of Emmy Award winner and Oscar nominee Bryan Cranston to our screens with his first leading role on television since Breaking Bad came to an end in 2013. Your Honour stars Cranston as a respected New Orleans judge who puts everything on the line after his teenage son is involved in a hit and run. Cranston is a familiar territory here, I hear you say, playing a good man who goes to extraordinary lengths to protect his family. But is Your Honour another triumphant role to add to the one of the best CVs in the business? Chris Wasser is here to cast his eye over Your Honour and give us his verdict. This is a remake, actually, Chris, Your Honour.
It is a remake, Sean. Yep, it's essentially an American cover version of an acclaimed and award-nominated Israeli drama called Kavodo. And that series told its story over two seasons, whereas this one is kind of advertising itself as a mini-series. Every episode kind of crosses the hour mark. It was, I think the original was, you know, 22 episodes in a season, half an hour at a time, told between 2017 and 2019. But I should note, I've never seen Kavodo, but also neither has Bryan Cranston. And he has been talking recently about the fact that he didn't really think it would be helpful. And I agree with them as well, because this works the same for the viewer, to watch another actor play the character who you're preparing to play. And I think that's an advantage going in for the viewer too, because if you had seen the original, sometimes you're going to be disappointed either way. So this is Peter Moffat, the English playwright and screenwriter, giving the Israeli story an American remake, basically.
And let's face it, by setting it in the city of New Orleans as well, he brings up lots of the things I've just been speaking about with Helen O'Hara. In fact, this idea, diversity is everywhere, and different communities rubbing up against each other, which is very much at the heart of the story that's been told.
Absolutely, yeah. Peter Moffat, he is essentially, despite the fact that he's British and despite the fact that he's white too, he is holding up something of a microscope over contemporary America, you know, the socio and economic tensions at its centre, racial divide. And he is telling a story that is frighteningly topical at times. So we've got Hunter Doohan, sort of a newcomer on the rise, playing the part of Adam Desiato. And he is a 17-year-old white high school student who he's on his way out one day to leave flowers at the scene of his mother's death. Now, we don't know much about his mother's death. We'll learn a bit later that she was murdered, but at this time it's a bit of a mystery. And he's in this predominantly black neighborhood, and a couple of guys approach him. He starts to get a bit panicky. Then he starts to be, you know, he's being followed in a black Range Rover, and all of a sudden his asthma kicks in and he has an asthma attack. And while he's reaching for his inhaler, he takes his eyes off the road, and unfortunately he knocks down a guy on a bike. Now he flees the scene. That's the basic premise, that he just completely panics. He goes home, he washes his clothes, he's just in another state of shock. And he tells his father when he gets home, and his father is Michael Desiato, who, as you said at the top there, this prominent, honourable judge played by Bryan Cranston. He tells his father, you know, Dad, I killed a man. And his dad is fully prepared to hand him in to the authorities, but it's only after he brings him to the police station that they realise who he's killed.
Yeah, well, we'll come back to that in a minute, but let's hear that moment when the father, Bryan Cranston, as the father here, is talking to the son, and he's working out, look, let's work out what's happened here. The son has asthma and got into a right panic. So he's thinking, legally, maybe we can find our way through this morass.
You were driving and you couldn't breathe, right? And you were distressed. Yeah.
His head. His head must have. There was so much blood.
Okay, so this was a full blown asthma attack then?
Hmm? Yeah.
Okay, and you grabbed your inhaler too.
I couldn't find it.
Okay, so you couldn't breathe, you weren't thinking, and then the shock of what happened, but you stopped, didn't you? You stopped, and you got out of the car, and you tried to help him, but then you panicked, and is that right, Adam?
Yeah.
Okay, now listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. I love you more than anything in this world. And I promise you, it's going to be all right.
Yeah, Yeah, you'd feel safe in the hands of a daddy like that, wouldn't you? Michael, the judge there, Your Honour, played by Bryan Cranston, going through the accident with his son, Adam Hunter Doohan. I must say, very, very strong scene that, Chris, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the opening sequence. There's a bit of chat, there's a courtroom scene at the beginning, and I'll come back to a scene from that shortly. But there must be a good 15, 20 minutes then when there's practically no dialogue, just the car, and you're just waiting for something to happen. There's a motorbike in one part, we're cutting to a motorbike, we're cutting to a car, we're cutting to a motorbike, and you know, this is not going to end well. But it really is without dialogue for a long, long time.
Yeah, and it's brilliantly done, because the rest of the series, I mean, we were given 4 episodes to watch in advance, Sean, and it turns out that it's quite novelistic in scope and tone, and it branches out into various subplots. But for that first hour, if this was the pilot, you can see, especially in the first 15 minutes, as you mentioned, why this thing was commissioned, because it's wonderful storytelling without, you know, actors spouting dialogue that maybe doesn't make sense or that they wouldn't really say. It's just the building of tension, the setting up of the characters, the scenes, the mystery unfolding. There's so many questions that you want answered, but you know that this is going to take, you know, it's time. Unfortunately, it takes an awful long time, but we'll come back to that, in kind of explaining itself. And it is masterfully done, because when you hear that scene where Cranston's character is talking to his son, I think that's the first time that anyone's talked in ages. It comes after a scene where Adam's trying to clean his clothes. And I should add, Sean, that first episode, it did what it was supposed to. I had my stomach in knots watching.
Yeah, I was really tense watching it. It reminded me of the film Drive, you know, the way there are sequences in that film with just the car going down the street, not always at speed.
That's very true.
You know, it had a very similar quality, and that kind of the building of tension that was very, 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 very effective. But racial tensions are very much at the heart of this. And you say, you talked about the writer here, Peter Moffat, wanting to make a comment on American society. It opens in a courtroom with the Bryan Cranston character in action. Let's have a listen to that scene. What's important here is that the woman who is being charged is a black woman, and it's a white police officer who's on the stand being questioned by Cranston's judge.
Do you know why they call him a shotgun house? You could stand at the front door and fire a shotgun straight through to the back door and out. Isn't that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
All the rooms, living room, kitchen, bedrooms, and bathroom are off the side of the hallway. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a clean shot. All the way, front to back. Phew. You sure you're sticking with the answer that you gave me? I stood at the doorway at 5700 Flood Street, just as you did. The same front door that you just testified under oath that you saw Famale Jones in the bathroom put a drug wrap up inside herself. Now, here's my question. Do you have see-around corner eyes? Or are you a liar of the vilest kind?
That's like a scene from a different from a different film. That's like a scene from a courtroom drama from, you know, television in the 1970s, Chris Wasser, or indeed, you go back to Kill a Mockingbird. It's that type of feel of it. That's Bryan Cranston in Your Honour, which is the TV series starting on Sky Atlantic tomorrow night that Chris Wasser is speaking to us about this evening. It's a very different film, isn't it? Or a very different series almost.
It is. And those scenes in the courtroom, to be honest, Sean, I don't mean to be unfair, but, you know, my eyes rolled so far into the back of my head, I got spasms in my back. Those scenes didn't work for me because they felt as though they'd been written by Aaron Sorkin. What I mean by that is we're watching real people played by great character actors who are saying things that real people never would. And that scene, although it needs to work out in the favor of the black woman who is, standing trial, and, you know, she later comes back into it and her teenage son becomes involved. It needs to work in her favor, but the things that the judge does, it's just not realistic, which is an awful shame, because the guy who put this together, Peter Moffat, he has been known for British-based crime dramas, and this is his first time working in actually an American production and an American writer's room, and he tried to make it authentic as possible. He previously worked as a barrister, but I found that these scenes, they didn't really get to the heart of anything, and they didn't really provide any fresh insights. I mean, it's like I kind of compare Your Honor in a way to last year's The Undoing, another crime drama with, you know, that aimed for prestige television territory. You had Nicole Kim and Hugh Grant in it.
Yeah.
And it just skims the surface when it comes to offering any sort of insight into what, into, you know, a corrupt police system in America, racial tensions, the fact that young men are pulled over every day and arrested for just basically running a red light or for having a broken light.
Yeah, but that was hugely successful. The Undoing was hugely successful.
Oh, it was, and this will follow suit. There's just some terrible gaps in the storytelling. I mean, I think Cranston, once you get past that first episode, which I think we both really loved, it starts spinning plates. And once I got to episode four, I thought, why is this taking so long to tell the story? And the answer is because it was commissioned for 10 hours of television. I think if you cut this back to 5 hours, you would have had a terrific miniseries with no filler, with no waiting around, cut back on some of the subplots. But I should add, Bryan Cranston here, I would sooner take an average Bryan Cranston drama than no Bryan Cranston drama. He is really terrific here. And as you said at the top too, he's playing a character that we've seen him do before, but it's by no means stale at all.
Chris, don't say what is revealed at the end of episode one, because I think for people who will watch that episode, it's better for them to see that happen. But we have a serious baddie here. You tell me who the actor is who plays the baddie, because Cranston's character is going to be in real trouble up against this guy.
Yeah, he is. And if you know his face and if you know the name, then you know what sort of character he's going to play. His name is Michael Stuhlbarg. He first came to prominence after he landed a lead role in the Coen Brothers joint, The Serious Man, back in 2009. And ever since, he's kind of been in demand as one of America's favourite character actors. I love this guy. I think he is a gift. He has been in everything from, you know, The Shape of Water to The Post. He played Arnold Rothstein on Boardwalk Empire. He played Mr. Perlman in Call Me By Your Name. If you've seen Boardwalk Empire and if you've seeing Call Me By Your Name, all I will say without giving anything away is that it's almost as though he combines those two characters, believe it or not.
And other standout cast members.
We have Carmen Ejogo in there as the former protege of the judge. We have got, I thought Hunter Doohan was actually quite impressive, even if his character gets a little bit more annoying as it goes along. I thought Isaiah Whitlock Jr. from The Wire is terrific here. It is a great ensemble piece, and it's so busy, Sean, that sometimes it feels as though Bryan Cranston is actually a supporting player in his own series. So I can't fault the cast, I can't fault the ideas and ambition. I'm looking forward to continuing this. I just wish it didn't take so long to tell a very short story.
10 hours is that's a big commitment to television these days, at any days. Alright Chris, so you'll watch, but you kind of wish it would move a bit faster. Is that a fair summation?
Yeah. That is a fair summation. Put it this way, I will be going to episode 5 tomorrow when it comes on their TV. But, you know, I'm also, I still wish it would just hurry up, Sean.
All right, Chris Wasser, and Your Honour premieres on Sky Atlantic this Tuesday at 9 p.m. and all episodes streaming on Now TV from tomorrow. And that is our lot for this evening. Paula Shields and Leah Murphy researched. Janice Furphy was the broadcast coordinator. Damien Chanel was in sound this evening. And tonight's programme was produced by Sinead Egan. Talk to you tomorrow night. Oh, Iha Mórach, Anocht, Seocht in the Gaelic.